AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden spoke to China's President Xi Jinping today. The White House says they talked about Taiwan, AI, and stemming the flow of deadly fentanyl and its precursors from China. The call is meant to demonstrate a return to regular leader-to-leader dialogue. President Biden will host Muslim American community leaders. The AP Sagar Magani reports the president is looking to ease tensions over support of Israel in the war with Hamas.
The past 2 years, the president's held big receptions marking Ramadan and Eid, but those plans were shelved this year amid the war. Instead, the president will meet with a small group of community leaders before a scaled-back iftar dinner to break the fast. It's the highest-profile engagement yet between the White House and the Muslim American community since the war started. Sagar Magani at the White House.
After the Israeli strike that killed 7 aid workers from World Central Kitchen in Gaza, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Israeli efforts to protect civilians in Gaza have been insufficient.
It is not enough to meet the needs of the children, the women, the men in Gaza who remain caught in a horrific crossfire of Hamas's making.
Anti-smoking groups are suing the government over a long-awaited ban on menthol cigarettes, which has been idling at the White House for months. A tugboat pushing a fuel barge was the first vessel to use an alternate channel to bypass the wreckage of Baltimore's collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge, which has blocked traffic along the vital port's main shipping channel. Firefighters came to the rescue of two people who were trapped under a bridge early today when the waters of an Ohio River began rising. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says his state is in the bullseye.
You can see all the fields that are already flooded. So we're in a very, very dangerous situation. People just need to be very, very careful.
This is AP News. Ukraine is on the offensive in Russia.
Ukrainian drones have attacked one of Russia's biggest oil refineries and a drone factory in the Russian province of Tatarstan, officials say, in what appears to be Kyiv's deepest strike into Russian territory since the war began. Regional authorities add the attack on facilities 745 miles east of Ukraine injured over 10 people, Ukrainian security and intelligence officials say. They targeted a drone production site using Ukrainian-produced long-range drones. Tatarstan is known for its high level of industrialization, and a factory near the city of Yelabuga has reportedly built Iranian-designed Shahed exploding drones. I'm Charles Dilatesma.
Sales of Teslas tumbled nearly 9% to start the year as competition heats up and demand for electric vehicles slows. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.